Well, good morning.
大家早。
Well, Happy New Year.
新年快乐。
It's not quite Happy New Year for you, though, right? Next week, all right.
我们下礼拜过中国的新年。
I've been celebrating a few weeks already.
我已经庆祝几个礼拜了。
And it is a joy always for me to be able to come and to be with you.
每次来到你们的教会，对我来说都相当的喜乐。
You know, it's always an honor to be entrusted with the responsibility of teaching God's word.
你们把教导上帝的话信托给我，我觉得是一个很大的责任。
It's always a big thing when a pastor hands over the pulpit to somebody else on any Sunday morning.
好，在任何一个主日，牧师把讲台交给另外一个人，哈，也是相当严肃的一件事情。
So thank you, Pastor Chen, for letting me come.
谢谢陈牧师让我来。
So, as some of you know, we have 12 grandchildren that live scattered across the United States.
你们说不定有些人知道，我有12个孙儿女住在美国的各个地方。
But 8 live right here in San Luis Obispo County.
但是有八位住在我们斯洛这个郡里面。
So my wife is with the grandchildren today.
所以今天我的妻子跟孙儿女在一起。
And she sends her greetings to you.
她也向大家问好。
I think that one of the favorite things that I enjoy doing is hiking.
我最喜欢做的一件事情就是远足。
Does anybody else like to hike?
还有谁喜欢走路吗？
It's something that my wife and I have always done together.
好，我的妻子跟我经常一起远足。
One of the problems is that I have a very, 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 very poor sense of direction.
那我的问题就是我的这个方向感不很好。
If I didn't have a GPS, I would probably be lost somewhere this morning.
假如我没有导航的话，或许我都会迷路哈。
So, do they know what GPS is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody knows.
All right, everybody knows what GPS is. All right. I thought maybe there was a different word for it.
大家都知道导航吧。
And so when we hike sometimes, we hike in areas that are not well marked.
那有的时候我们远足的地方呢，是一个很比较偏僻的地方。
And above Lake Oroville, just north of Sacramento,
在 Sacramento 的北边有一个这个湖
is a beautiful lake.
是个很美的地方。
And there's a hike that you can take that will take you to a beautiful cascading waterfall.
那在那个湖呢，你有条路可以一直走到那个瀑布的地方。
And while we were camping, getting ready to take that hike, someone said, "Oh, that is a very easy hike."
那有一次我们去露营，有人说，哦，那个徒步远足不。
Just be sure you take the right path.
但是你要确定你走的是对的那条路。
So my wife and two of our friends began what they said it will probably be just take you, maybe an hour and a half.
所以我的妻子跟两个朋友就去走这条路，他们都是告诉我们，哦，大概是一个或一个半小时就可以走到了。
But on part of our path, our hike, we came to a path that went in two different directions.
然后我们来到一条路的。中间的时候呢，它是有两个方向，
and it was not marked.
而且它没有这个标记。
So we were not quite sure what to do, but one path went downhill, and one path went uphill.
所以不晓得到底该走哪条路好，一个是往山下走，一个是往山上走。
Which path do you think we took?
你觉得后来我们选了哪条路呢？
We took the path that went downhill.
我们就选了那条下坡的路。
The problem was that was the longest route that you could take to go to the waterfall.
但是问题是那条路呢是要走到瀑布最长的一条路。
In fact, our 3.5 mile hike ended up being 11 miles.
所以我们本来 3.5 英里的路呢变成11英里路。
And all the way back was uphill.
然后回程呢都是往山上走，上坡路。
Because we were on the right path.
因为我们去了一个不对的路了。
We didn't have good directions.
没有好的方向。
The book of Proverbs talks about choosing the right path.
那箴言就告诉我们要选择一条正确的道路。
In fact, if you were reading earlier in chapter 4, it would talk about the path of righteousness and the path of wickedness.
在箴言第四章一开头讲，就讲到公义的道路，还有邪恶的道路。
And it would talk about the path of righteousness as being one of light and rest and blessing.
那那条公义的道路呢，是有光明，哈，是有平安，而且有福气的。
And the path of wickedness being one of evil, unrest, and misfortune.
但是那条邪恶的道路却是不平安、不安全，而且没有安息，而且是不幸的道路。
So in the verses that Annie is going to read in just a moment,
所以待会我们要读的这段经文呢，
and that you will follow along with us,
请大家也翻开你的圣经一起来看。
The writer of the book of Proverbs is suggesting that it is important for us to decide what path we are on.
那箴言书的作者就相当的建议我们要确定自己走的是一条正确的道路。
So if you turn in your Bible to Proverbs chapter 4, beginning with verse 20 to the end of this chapter, we're going to get some suggestions or directions about how to stay on the right path.
所以箴言书四章二十到二十七节，我们读的时候呢，你会看到这个作者建议我们怎么样选择走上一条正确的道路。 So shall I go ahead and read?
Yes.
好，我们读箴言书第四章，从二十节开始到二十七节。二十节，我儿要留心听我的言辞，侧耳听我的话语，都不可离你的眼目，要存记在你心中，因为得着他的就得了生命，又得了一全体的良药。你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。你要除掉邪僻的口，弃绝乖谬的嘴。你的眼目要向前正看，你的眼睛当向前直观，要修平你脚下的路，坚定你一切的道，不可偏向左右，要使你的脚离开邪恶。
Right in the middle of that passage that was just read are these words, ponder the path that you're on.
我们刚读的这段经文中间呢，他就说你要思考你要走的那条路是什么样的路。
And ponder means to think carefully, consider, evaluate the path that you're on.
那么思想的意思就是说你要详细的去思考，而且慎重的反省我这条路到底要走哪条路。
It's interesting to note that in these eight verses, there are 11 references to parts of the body.
非常有意思的是说在这八节经文当中有11次提到我们身体的部位。
You've probably seen some of them there.
或许刚刚读的时候你已经看到了。
Your eyes, your ears,
你的眼睛耳朵
your mind,
你的想法
your feet,
你的脚
all of these are included in the process of how we engage the path that we're on.
这些身体的部位分跟我们要参与哪一条道路有关系。
And I believe that the writer of the Proverbs intends for us to understand that in making the choice about the path that we are to follow, it involves the whole person of who we are.
作者所要强调的是，当我们选择正确的道路的时候呢，我们全人都要参与在其中。
And I think that's important because of two verses I want to say before we begin to look at these verses.
那在看这段经文之前，我要先分享两节经文。
The first is found in Romans 12, verse 1.
第一个是在罗马书十二章第一节。
Where Paul says, I beseech you, brethren, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, your whole body as unto the Lord.
保罗在罗马书十二章第一节说，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭，这是神所喜悦的。
The second reference I'm thinking about is found in Romans chapter 6, verses 12 and 13.
那另外一节经文是罗马书第六章第二十三节。
Where Paul says we are to offer the members of our body as instruments of righteousness unto God.
保罗在那里说，我们要将自己献给神，并将肢体当作义的器具献给神。
So let's look together about how we can do that in the new year.
我们在新年怎么样选择走上正确的道路。
So I don't know in the Chinese New Year whether the end of the year and the beginning of the year means that you make New Year's resolutions.
我不晓得在中国人的传统里面，当新年来到时候，是不是为新年立下新的志向？
How many do that?
有多少人会在中国新年为自己立下新的志向呢？
Most people don't because they say, I'm not going to keep them anyway.
很多人不会做了，说，哎，我没有办法守住。
But every year when the year ends and I come to a new year, I do an evaluation of my life and I recommit myself to becoming more obedient to God through His strength.
那就我个人来说，每到年底到新年的时候呢，我都会重新衡估我的过去，然后为将来重新有一定的新的更新自己，献给神更多的一个计划。
I like the word new.
我很喜欢新的这个字。
It means fresh.
它是说新鲜。
And to me, the verse that resonates in my mind is this, that the mercies of God are new every morning.
对我来说，在我心里面激起我回想的一节经文，就是说神的慈爱每早晨都是新的。
So I don't have to live on yesterday's blessings, but I can live on God's provision for today.
所以我不是活在过去神的供应当中，而是活在将来神对那一天的供应。
I don't have to depend upon what has happened to me in the past, but I can anticipate that the God who was faithful to me last year will be faithful to me again in the new year.
我不需要依赖到过去的福气，而是说这一位对我一直信实的神，在新的一年会对我有什么新的工作。
So here's what the writer of the Proverbs says. I'm going to read these five things to you.
所以箴言的作者这么说，我要把五件事情读给大家。
Listen with your ears to the word of life.
首先是要用你的耳朵听生命的道。
Focus with your eyes on your God-given goal.
第二个就是用你的眼睛专注在上帝给予的目标。
And right in the middle of this, probably the most important, guard your heart as the fountain of life.
其中在中间最重要的可能就是这一节，保守你的心为生命的泉源。
Keep your tongue under control.
然后要管住你的舌头。
Set your feet on the right path.
那第五就是要双脚踏在正确的道路上。
Now, if you notice these verses, let's look together at verses 20 and 22.
我们首先一起来看20到22节。
Be attentive to my words, incline your ears to my sayings.
我儿要留心听我的言辞，侧耳听我的话语。
For they are life to all who find them, and healing to all their flesh.
22节，因为得着他的就得了生命，又得了因全体的良药。
So in this idea of listening in the Hebrew mind,
在希伯来人的想法里面，这个听是什么意思呢？
It's not just the idea of hearing and giving mental assent, but actually understanding and embracing what you hear.
不是说只听到它，然后在你的脑筋里面去明了它，而是说你真正的能够拥抱它，接受它。
If I said to you today,I'm going to give you the cancer cure.
假如我跟你说，我今天会把解决癌症的这个方法告诉你。
How many of you would pay attention?
有多少人会专心听呢？
So here's what the writer of the Proverbs says. I'm going to tell you something to listen to because these are words of life.
所以箴言的作者是说，我要跟你讲一些话，你必须专心听，因为这是你得生命的话。
In fact, in verse 4 of this chapter, the writer says,Keep my commandments and you will live.
而且他说你要遵守我的诫命，你可以使你可以存活。
So as we are engaging this path that we have chosen, the path of righteousness,
所以当我们走上我们所选择的这条公义的道路的时候，
the first thing we want to make sure that we do is that we are hearing and listening to the counsel of God's word.
首先要留意的就是我们在听，在聆听上帝自己的话。
And to do that, we have to drown out all the distractions of life.
那 能够达到这个目标呢，我们必须把能够使我们人生分心的事情呢，都把它淹没下去。
There are so many voices and speakers who are clamoring for our attention.
那世界上充满这么多的声音，不同声音的发声的人呢，希望我们听他们的话。
But the writer is saying that we must be attentive. We must pay attention. We must give our full mind.Consideration of the things that we are hearing.
但是这个作者特别强调，我们必须听神的话，要全心专注的去听神的话。
I think I told you this before, but I'm going to tell you again.
我已经跟大家说过这件事情，那现在我要重复一次。
Every morning, the first thing I do at 5 o'clock.
每天早晨5点钟，我做的第一件事情
is get up and make coffee.
就是起来做咖啡。
I really can't get my engines rolling until I have a couple of cups of coffee.
喝不了咖啡，我的引擎就发动不了。
Once I have my coffee in hand, I have a big, wonderful leather chair that's a recliner, and I sit down in my chair.
那喝了咖啡之后呢，我就一个用牛皮做这个斜的躺椅，我就坐在那个椅子上。
And then I get my Bible.
拿起圣经。
And my journal.
还有我的灵修日记。
I go over to a little cassette player or a sound box that I have, and I turn on some good Christian music with no words, just music.
然后在我的音响里面，我播放一些基督徒的音乐，没有歌词的哈，就是音乐。
And I do the favorite thing that I do 365 days a year.
然后开始做我每一天365天最喜欢做的事情。
And I don't do it with my wife.
我不跟我太太一起做。
She's still in the bedroom sleeping.
她还在睡觉。
Sometimes snoring. Don't tell her I said that.
你有时候打呼哈，你不要告诉她哦。
So I have to close the door so I won't be distracted.
所以我把卧室的门关了哈，不让她来分我的心。
But that is my favorite time of the day because I want to hear from God.
那是我一天最喜欢的时间，因为我要听从神来的声音。
Do I hear a voice?
你说阿门吗？
Not usually.
Oh, do I 有的时候会听到神的一个声音吗？
But as I read the Bible, this is what I realize.
我就明白一件事情。
The Bible says that Jesus is the Word.
圣经说耶稣就是神的道。
And when I am reading the Bible, I feel like I am having a private, personal audience.And conversation with God.
所以当我读圣经的时候，我觉得我跟神之间有一个非常个人的亲密的交谈。
And I know that the words that I read are meant to keep me from sin.
而且我知道我读的话语，它的用意是要使我离开罪。
David says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you."
大卫说哈，我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
I know that the words that I read will expose or show me my need.
我知道我读的话会把我里面的需要给揭露出来。
The writer of the book of Hebrews says that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword.
希伯来书的作者告诉我们，上帝话比一刀两刃的剑更锋利。
And exposes our need to us.
它可以把我们的需要揭露出来。
I know too that when I am reading those words that I am going to get everything I need for correction and direction in my life.
我也知道当我读圣经的话的时候呢，我的需要就是得到神的指导，还有得到神的改正。
Paul, when he writes young Timothy, says the word of God is inspired.
保罗写给年轻的提摩太说，神的话都是上帝所默示的。
And it is profitable for instruction.Correction and reproof.
与教训、督责、教导人学义。
When I read the Word of God, I know that everything that I need for life and godliness will be found there.
所以当我读神的话，我知道我生命所有的一切，还有怎么成为一个敬虔的人，都在那个里面。
Because Peter in his second letter in chapter 1, verse 3, says everything that we need for life and godliness is found in the promises of God.
彼得在彼得后书第一章第三节说，有关生命跟敬虔的道理，都在神的话语当中找到。
So why would I not pay attention to the word?
所以为什么我可以不专心不听神的话呢？
Why would I not make this special time to listen and to be attentive to words that bring life and hope to me every day?
那为什么我不愿意花时间专心的来聆听每一天可以赐给我生命、赐给我指引的神的话呢？
Here's the second thing.
第二件事情是
focus your eyes on your God-instructed goal.
要把我们的眼睛专注在上帝所教导的目标。
Someone has said, if you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time.
有的人说哈，假如你没有任何目标呢，你每次都会达到其他的目标。
So we all have something that we're living for, something that we're pointing towards.
所以我们每个人都有一个目标哈，自己的导向是什么。
And in the Christian community, we talk often about seeking God's will for our life.
那在基督徒的圈子里，我们常常说到要寻求神为我人生的旨意。
And inherent in that concept are a couple of things that we believe to true.
那在这一个观念里面呢，与生俱来的有几个真理是我们都认为是对的。
That God has our best always in view.
首先就是上帝有我们的最好在他的眼目当中。
That no matter what happens in our life, if we are obedient to God, He is using it for our good.
所以在我们人生当中，不管发生了任何事情，上帝都会使用他们来为我们的益处效力。
And finally, no matter how difficult the circumstances that we face, that God will give us the grace and the strength to be overcomers through His Word.
而且不论我们遇到的是怎么样难的境况，神都会把他的能力、他的智慧赐给我们，来胜过那样的环境。
I don't know what your goal is, but I know why we were created and what our purpose is.
我不知道你人生的目标是什么，但是我很确定上帝创造我，他的目的是什么。
God's purpose for each and every one of us is to live our lives to His glory.
那神对我们每个人的人生的目标就是要活出来荣耀他。
And my personal goal is every day to live my life in a way that pleases and honors Him.
那我个人每天的目标就是讨他的喜悦，而且荣耀他。
So any decision I make, I am asking this question.
所以我每次做一个决定，我都会问一个问题。
Can I do this and honor God?
我做这件事情会尊荣神吗？
Is what I am thinking about, does it align itself with the principles and the truth of God's word?
我所想的事情是不是能够配合神的真理呢？
The writer of the book of Hebrews suggests that we are to lay aside every weight and sin.
那希伯来书的作者就告诉我们要把所有缠累我们的罪都放下。
So I want to make an observation about those two words, weight and sin.
好，我想对这个缠累我们的这个重担跟这个罪稍微解释一下。
Sometimes not everything that we are carrying is sin.
好，有的时候我们不是说我们每所关心的事情都是罪。
Sometimes it's just the weightiness or the heaviness of life.
有的时候它只是人生一个重担在我们身上。
Maybe it's financial stress.
或许是经济上的压力。
Maybe it's physical illness.
或许是身体上的疾病。
Maybe it's a broken relationship.
或许是一个破碎了的关系。
Whatever it may be, these are the kinds of things that can necessarily weigh us down or derail us from our pursuit of God.
好，不管是什么，这些事情有些时候会成我们心里边一个重担，而且让我们偏离了神要我们所走的路。
So here's what the writer of Hebrews is saying.
所以希伯来的作者这么说。
Lay aside every weight and every sin
要放下所有缠累我们的重担跟罪
that besets you or will take you off the path that you are following
是那些把你从你的正确的道路上转移偏向的事情
and let us run with patience the race that is set before us
让我们用着信心朝前面的道路直奔
or let's get on the path that God has said and follow it through His enabling strength.
就是说我们要继续遵循神赐给我们能力去行的那条路。
Now here's the key words in that verse.
那那些经文有一个月字是
fixing our eyes on Jesus.
将眼睛定睛在耶稣基督的身上。
The author and finisher of our faith.
他就是我们信心创始成终的那一位。
I love that verse, the author and finisher of our faith.
我很喜欢这一节哈，为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Because Paul, when he was writing the church in Philippi, says this.
因为当保罗写信给腓立比教会的时候，他这么说。
About God.
他这么说有关于上帝的事情。
He who has begun a good work in you.
那在你的里面已经动了善工的那一位。
Will complete it to the end.
必要成全这工。
So what God starts, He intends to complete.
直到基督的日子，被神所开始的，他会来做一个结束。
So the challenge is for us to keep our eyes fixed upon Him.
所以对我们的挑战就是要把我们的眼目盯在耶稣的身上。
And not to have our eyes drift off to the things of the world that ask for our attention and affection.
而不是把眼睛盯在这个世界上要吸引我们、分我们的心的那些事情上。
That's a daily discipline for me.
对我来说，这是一个每天的操练。
The Bible says there is pleasure in sin for a season.
圣经说哈，罪有暂时之乐。
So sometimes that's tempting, isn't it?
有时候它蛮诱惑人的。
And so we have to be sure that our eyes are focused on the path before us.
所以我们的眼睛必须定在那个前面的那条路。
As we keep our eyes fixed upon Jesus.
当我们把眼睛定睛在耶稣的身上的时候。
Amen?
是不是？
All right, are you still with me? So right in the middle of these verses is this important verse.
然后在这几节经文当中呢，是一个非常重要的经节。
Keep your heart with all vigilance.
所以你要非常小心地保守你的心。
For from it flow the springs of life.
因为一生的果效是由心发出。
My father died suddenly of a heart attack when he was 66 years old.
我的父亲66岁的时候因为突发心脏病而过世。
That was 32 years ago.
那就是32年前。
And several days after his death, I went with my mother to visit his doctor.
他过世之后的几天呢，我跟母亲去拜访他的医生。
Because my mother wanted to know what had contributed or caused his death.
因为我的母亲想知道是什么导致他的死亡。
And this doctor simply said, "Your father did not take care of his heart."
医生就简简单单的说，你的这个父亲没有照顾他的心脏。
My father was 100 pounds overweight.
我的父亲体重100磅的过重。
He loved to eat.
很喜欢吃。
He did not exercise very much.
也不常运动。
He did not take care of his heart.
他没有照顾他的心。
And he died 32 years ago, much, much too early.
所以他32年过世呢，是过世的太早。
When the writer of the Proverbs talked about keeping your heart, the people of his day would have understood what that meant.
当箴言的作者说你要保守你的心的时候呢，当时的听众明白他是什么意思。
They would not have suspected that he was saying, "Be sure you take your blood pressure medicine and walk 3 miles a week."
我想他不是说好你每一定要吃药，然后每天要走三里的路。
Because guarding your heart meant something much different to them.
因为对他们来说，保守你的心是另外的意思。
But I think it's important for us to understand just what the heart is.
我想我们要明白好我们的心到底是什么，非常的重要。
So let's look at that together.
好，让我们一起来看看。
Our heart, the heart in the Hebrew mind was composed of three things.
在希伯来人的想法里面呢，这个心里面有三件事情。
Now look at me just for a minute.
好，你看着我一下。
When I'm talking about Hebrew, it's not to tell you how smart I am.
好，当然我跟大家分享希伯来人的事情，不是说我多聪明。
But the Old Testament was written in Hebrew.
而是因为旧约就是希伯来文所写的。
So going back and examining some of these words help us sometimes to have an expanded understanding of what was being said to the audience of that day.
所以回去查验它希伯来原文的意思，能够帮助我们了解在当时人们对这句话的解释是什么。
So the heart was composed, or was considered to include three things.
所以心包含三件事情。
Your intellect,
包括你的才智,
the things that you know,
你所知道的事情,
your emotions,
还有你的情感,
the things that you feel,
你的感受的事情,
and your volition,
还有你的意志,
the way and the process by which you make your choices.
这是你在做选择的时候你的方法还有你最后做怎么决定。
What I know,
我所知道的,
how I feel,
我所感受的,
and what I decide,
还有我所决定的。
Now here's really what the writer of the book of Proverbs is saying.
所以箴言的作者他的意思是
Let what you know,
让你所知道的,
not what you feel,
而不是你所感觉的,
guide the choices that you make,
引导你所做的决定。
Let me give an example of that.
我给你一个例子。
When I woke up this morning, I said to Beverly, I do not want to get up.
今天早上我醒来的时候，我跟妻子说，哎，我不想起来。
It was 36 degrees outside.
外面只有36度。
I love my warm bed in the morning.
早上的床实在太温暖了。
And I did not feel like getting up.
所以我不感觉想要起来。
Now, if I had followed my feelings,
假如我跟随我的感觉。
You wouldn't have someone here to preach today, right?
今天早上你们就没有人来给你们讲道了。
So if I made a choice just paying attention to how I felt,
所以假如说我只专心于我所感受的,
I might make a bad decision.
我会做一个错误的很不好的决定。
But here's what happened this morning. I said, oh no.
但是今天早上不是这么发生的。
I can't stay in bed today.
我说我今天不能留在床上。
I know that I have to preach somewhere.
我知道我在某个地方要讲道。
I know it would not be good for me to lay in bed every day.
所以每天早上待在床上赖在床上是不好的。
And so this morning, based upon what I knew,
所以今天早上根据我所知道的,
I spoke to how I felt,
我就说出我里面的感受,
and here I am.
我今天就来到这里。
Now in life, we have to figure out how to do that.
那在人生当中，我们也要思想怎么去做到这样的一个地步。
Well, I'm just feeling today like God has abandoned me.
假如说我今天感觉上帝已经放弃我了。
But what do I know?
但是我的知道是什么呢？
Jesus said, I will never leave you or forsake you.
耶稣说我总不丢弃你，也不抛下你。
So what I know informs my faith.
所以我所知道的要提醒我的信心在哪里。
Or maybe I wake up and I say, Lord, God is just giving me more than I can handle today.
有时候你今天想来说，哇，上帝今天给我的是超过我所能够承担的。
But what do I know?
但是我所知道的是什么呢？
The Bible says that God will never give me more than I can bear with His strength.
圣经说好，上帝不会给我超过我的能力所能够承受的。
One of the hardest things for us to do is to learn to let the decisions we make in any given moment of time be mandated by what we know to be true, not by our ever-changing feelings.
所以人生最大的挑战就是说我们不要受我们当时的感觉，而要从我们所的，我们的，从真理来的认知来做决定。
So one of the most important things that is said in this passage of Scripture is if we are on the right path, one of our responsibilities is to especially guard and to keep our heart.
所以这段经文告诉我们，当我们走在一条正确的道路上的时候呢，非常重要的一件事情就是保守我们的心。
Because everything about our lives comes from the condition of our heart.
因为人生的一切都从心的状态表达出来。
It is the fountain. It is the wellspring of life.
它是人生的泉源。
Guard your heart.
要保守我们的心。
When you think about that verse, will you remember those three things?
所以当你再次想到这节经文的时候呢，请你想到这三件事情。
The heart is what I know.
我的心就是我所认知的。
It's what I feel.
我所感受的。
And ultimately, it's reflected in the things that I choose.
而最后，它发表在我所做的选择。
So the fourth thing we see is found in verse 24.
第四件事情我们看到是在第二十四节。
Put away from you crooked speech and put devious talk far from you.
你要除掉邪僻的口，弃绝乖谬的嘴。
And here's what he's saying: keep your tongue under control.
换句话说，就是要管住我们的舌头。
Why do you think he said that?
作者为什么这么说呢？
Well, there's a New Testament verse where Jesus said it's out of the issues of the heart that the mouth speaks.
耶稣在新约里面说过一句话，就是人心里所充满的口就说出来。
So Jesus says, what you say reflects the condition of your heart.
所以耶稣说，你所说的呢，就反映出你内心的状况。
So that's kind of a problem, isn't it?
那这就是一个问题了。
There's a chapter in the Bible in James chapter 3 that talks about our tongue.
那圣经上有一章经文呢讲到我们的舌头，就是雅各书第三章。
Now here's some things it says about the tongue that you may not know that the Bible says about the tongue.
那圣经讲到关于舌头的事情，或许有些是你不知道的。
The tongue is an unruly member and no man can tame it.
他说这个舌头啊，是人所最管不住的哈，没有人能够牢笼它。
Here's another one.
还有一个就是
，The tongue is set on fire by the flames of hell.
他说我们的舌头呢是地狱的火所煽动的东西。
Wow.
Wow.
Even though we're Christians, our responsibility as Christians is not to go and amputate our tongue.
那即使是基督徒呢，我们也不能说把自己的舌头给切掉。
Well, that might save us a lot of trouble, right?
或许切掉以后可能节省很多问题啊。
But we have to keep our tongue under control.
所以我们要做的是要控制、管住自己的舌头。
But James says we can't do that. No man can contain his tongue.
好，但是雅各也告诫我说，没有人能够勒住他自己的舌头。
It's interesting in the Bible that whenever the Bible talks about self-control, it's talking about the control of the Holy Spirit.
很有意思的就是说，每当圣经提到我们要有节制，要能够自我控制的时候呢，他讲的是在圣灵的引导下的自我节制。
Let me give an illustration of that from Scripture.
我给大家一个圣经的例子。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18.
在以弗所书第五章第十八节这么说。
Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess.
他说不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡。
But be filled with the Spirit.
但是要被圣灵充满。
So make notice the reason for this comparison.
好，那这边有一个比较。
What Paul is saying is, don't let your speech and your behavior be controlled by your drinking.
保罗在这边说，不要让你的言语跟行为受你喝酒来影响。
But let your speech and your behavior be controlled by the Holy Spirit.
而是让你的言语跟行为受圣灵的控制。
How do we do that?
我们怎么达到这个目标呢？
Every day, we present our body, which includes our tongue, unto the Lord as a living sacrifice.
就是每一天把我们的身体，包括我们的舌头，交给神做一个活祭。
And we say to God, help my tongue.To be under your control.
对上帝说，神啊，你帮助我，我的舌头受你的控制。
Help me to think before I speak.
让我在讲话之前先思考。
You think that might change the political scene if people thought before they spoke?
你想，假如人们这么做的话，在他们做政治演说之前，会不会有些改变呢？
I had the privilege last week of going away for 6 days.In my RV, parking along the ocean, I know you're all jealous, and riding.
那上个礼拜我有六天的时间，能够驾我的旅行车去开到海边住了六天。
I'm writing a book.
我还是在那边写作，我要写一本书。
I know I'm not going to get rich or famous.
我知道我不会又有钱又有名号。
But I'm writing a book called Choosing Your Words Wisely.
我写的一本书叫做谨慎选择你使用的言语。
And it comes from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 25 through 32.
来自以弗所书第四章第二十五到三十二节。
Where Paul says things like, don't go to bed angry.
好比保罗说，你睡觉之前呢，不要发怒。
Be kind one to another.
要以恩慈相待。
And this verse.
还有这一节经文。
Let no unwholesome communication come out of your mouth.
好，污秽的言语一句不可出口。
Except that which builds up the other person.
只说造就人的好话。
You know what Paul is saying?
你知道保罗说这些话是什么意思吗？
Unwholesome conversation, or the word in the New King James Version, is corrupt conversation.
好，污秽的言语。
Which really means words that God does not intend for us to use.
就是神不要我们用的话语。
Conversations we should not have.
那这样的谈话我们不要介入。
They reflect our anger and our self-absorption.
它只会表露出我们的愤怒还有自我中心。
What would happen if our conversations were always couched in a way that we were concerned about how they helped and encouraged and built up our husband or our wife?
假如说我们的话语常常想到怎么去造就、好去帮助、去鼓励我们的丈夫或妻子的话，哦，那世界会多么不一样。
That's a great prayer for the new year, Lord.
所以这是新年很好的一个祷告。
Keep my tongue under control.
好，帮助我勒住我的舌头。
It's not just the path that I'm walking.
好，不单单只是说我走在这条路上。
But it's the words that I'm saying.
也包括我说的话。
And those words reflect whether my eyes are fixed upon Jesus.
那这些话语会表现出我的眼睛是不是定睛在耶稣身上。
And whether I'm guarding my heart in a way that honors Christ.
也表现出我是不是保守我的心来尊荣基督。
So when Paul gets, excuse me, when the writer of the book of Proverbs gets to the end of these words, this is what he says.
所以当箴言的作者到这一章的最后，他这么说。
Ponder the path of your feet.
你要思考你的脚下的路。
Then all your ways will be sure.
他说要坚定你一切的道。
Do not swerve to the right or to the left.
不可偏向左或右。
Turn your feet.Away from evil.
要使你的脚离开邪恶。
It is so tempting in our walk to take little detours.
在我们行走的时候呢，非常有的时候我们就想说绕个弯。
It's so tempting, like Peter did when he was on the path, walking on the water to Jesus, to take our eyes off of him.
那就像彼得行走在海面上的时候呢，他的眼睛偏离了基督。
And just like Peter, when we take our eyes off of Jesus, the waves and the storms of life can overwhelm us.
那就像彼得的眼目偏离了基督，当我们的眼睛偏离基督的时候呢，人生的风暴跟海浪就会在我们的四周来。
So it's no wonder that the writer of the book of Proverbs says, "Set your feet on the straight path."
所以难怪。福音的作者说，我们的脚要踏在一个很正确的、直的路上。
And don't compromise.
好，不要妥协。
I always say it this way: don't negotiate with the devil.
我常常就说好，不要跟魔鬼打交道。
Don't choose the easy way.
不要选那条简单的路。
Don't say everybody else is going down that road. That's the road I need to go down.
也不要说大家都走这条路，我也要选择这条路。
Don't be distracted and think it looks a lot easier there. It looks like there aren't so many hard places there. That's the road I'm going to choose.
也不要被那些简单的路把你给分了心。
Set your mind on things above.
要把你的眼睛，要把你的思想定睛在天上的事。
Set your eyes on Jesus.
把你的眼睛定在耶稣的身上。
Set your feet on the straight path.
来将你的脚踏在一条直路上。
You got to be all in, don't you?
好，所以全部整个人要一起加入在里面。
Ears.
你的耳朵
eyes,
眼睛
feet,
脚
mind,
你的思考思想
heart,
你的心
on the path,
在这条路上
that God has called us to follow one day at a time.
是要我们每天按部就班的走这条路。
What path are you on?
所以你在哪条路上呢？
You know where you're headed?
你知道你要往哪走吗？
And where are you getting your directions?
你从哪里得到你的方向？
Are you saying, well, I just get up in the morning and I just kind of say, well, this is what I think I'll do today.
不要说早上起来说，哎呀，今天嘛，我就这么做。
The book of James talks about that too.
雅各书也提到这件事情。
He said, we shouldn't wake up in the morning and say, this is what I'm going to do, this is the place I think I'm going to do.
雅各说，我们不要一天早上起来就说，哎呀，今天我要到这里去，今天我要做那件事情。
Our prayer should be, if this is what God's will for my life, this is what I choose for my life today.
我们的祷告应该是，假如今天这是神为我的人生的选择，那么我就选择神的道路。
So happy New Year.
所以祝大家新年快乐。
Make it a good year because you've chosen not the path of wickedness, but the path of righteousness.
使今年成为一个非常好的年，因为你已经选择了一个正确的路，而不是邪恶的路。
Let me pray with you.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, thank you that you have said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，你已经说你就是道路、真理跟生命。
No man comes unto the Father except by me.
除 除了经纶我，没有人到父那里去。
There is no other path to follow.
没有其他的路可以去追寻。
Contrary to what others have said, not all paths lead to God.
不像很多人所说的，所有的道路都引导到神那里。
So help us to grab a hold of the Word of Life.
所以求你帮助我们抓紧生命之道。
Our guide.
我们的引导。
Our roadmap.
我们的路途。
And sing with the songwriter, I have decided to follow Jesus.
就像做诗歌的一个人说的，我已经决定要跟随耶稣。
To your glory we pray.
为了你的荣耀，我们祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。